The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline officially became the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in mid-July of last year. That meant then rather than having to call an 800 number, people seeking help could just call or text 988. According to data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, that number received 6,000 calls in July alone after it launched in the middle of the month. We're past the six-month mark of the new number being in operation. We wanted to check back on how things have been going for Wisconsin's 988 call center, managed by Family Services of Northeast Wisconsin. Caroline Crehan-Newman is Crisis Services Coordinator for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Caroline, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
This was a long time in the making, as I understand it. How big a transition was it to go from the older 800 number to this new three-digit 988 number?
Well, I would say a very big deal. I think it's something that was a long time coming. I think, as many of us know, we have a three-digit number, 911. We have several other three-digit numbers, 411, 211, for different needs that we have. And mental health and substance use crisis is certainly something that needs the attention. And 988 is here to support Wisconsinites and people across the nation.
When someone in need calls 988, what can they expect? What do they get?
So when someone calls 988, we like to be really transparent. We have all of this information on our webpage, but when you call, you'll receive a very brief automated response to let you know that you've reached the lifeline, and there are prompts asking if you are a veteran or if you'd like to speak to a Spanish speaker. And then once you have answered those prompts and have a brief hold, maybe 20 to 30 seconds, you'll be connected with a counselor. If you're calling from Wisconsin, you'll be connected with, like you mentioned earlier, Family Services of Northeast Wisconsin, who are our partners with Wisconsin DHS. And when people call and they're connected with a counselor, usually that counselor just opens up the floor to the person who's calling and asking what caused you to call 988 today. And you sort of go through that journey of being provided support by a trained counselor.
Are they able then to refer to further services if needed?
Yeah, so our center here in Wisconsin has a really extensive contract with 211 Wisconsin, which provides referral resources all across the state. And so although our 988 Wisconsin Center is located in Green Bay, if you are anywhere throughout the state, if you live in Iowa or Grant County or Bayfield or Kenosha, and you call 988, the counselor on the phone will be able to, look into their computer and be able to very quickly provide resources and referrals to you, whether that be mental health related or substance use related, domestic abuse, housing, things like that.
And I understand texting is an option instead of a call or in addition to a call.
Yes, both texting and chat are an option for 988. Chat has been around for a while. It existed before the transition to 988. Texting is newer. What we're seeing in terms of data, chat has maintained similar numbers as it did years prior, but we are seeing an increase in texts. I think the more advertising and the more people learn about 988, texting is a really appealing option, especially for those that are maybe younger and just more comfortable with the anonymity of text and the accessibility.
We're talking to Caroline Crehan-Newman with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the Crisis Services Coordinator there. Talk about the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Replaced the older, longer number. It's a three-digit number now. It replaced that system in mid-July of last year. Caroline, funding for this program, the federal government put a lot into it at the outset. Is there a sustainable source of funding to keep these efforts going into the future here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so that's something not only Wisconsin, but basically every other state across the nation is looking at, sustainable funding. There are different avenues to sustainable funding. The federal legislation that created 988, that was passed and signed into law in 2020, did allow states to, or gave states the permission to pass some type of fee or a tax, whether that be a telecom fee or tax or something else, which is how 911 is funded across most states. So it's something that we're exploring. We are currently working through funds from a federal grant. We've received a couple of grants, and the federal government just awarded us additional money through supplemental funding. So we're looking at long term. We, of course, need and want to make this service sustainable. We're working towards that.
And Caroline, I understand part of the incentive for doing this 3-digit number system was it would be more accessible, easier for people to reach when they need it. Has that borne out so far in these first 6 months, do you think?
Yeah, we have seen an increase in definitely in calls and definitely in texts. Wisconsin, along with I know some other Midwestern states, are going to be launching their own statewide campaigns. So everyone listening can expect to see maybe commercials, billboards, radio ads for 988 in Wisconsin. Our state-specific tagline is 24/7 call, chat, text. And so we're really hoping to reach more people, to let people know what to expect when they reach out, and that support is there if they need it.
I know different states are offering different services in some cases for different community members. You mentioned, for example, there's a Spanish language option, an option for veterans. Some states have provided special counseling for LGBTQ people who call in. Do you have other tailored programs like that, or are you looking for to provide more in the future?
So the crisis continuum of services can be a little confusing. Mm-hmm. In terms of veterans and Spanish speaking, that's all a part of the national rollout. In terms of Wisconsin, we have a plethora of services that are largely delivered through the county system. And so if someone calls 988 and needs further services, maybe it's appropriate for a mobile team to be dispatched out to where they are in the community. Maybe they're looking for a referral to a therapist. Maybe they're looking for more of a wraparound program. That person may be asked if they're interested in being transferred to a county crisis program. And so we do have a lot of services in place, but we're continuing to look and assess how to make 988 stronger, how to reach more people. And if that means including different or a variation of services in the future, that's something we're definitely open to.
Is 988 a service that might be used by maybe not the person in crisis themselves, but say a family member who is concerned?
Yes, absolutely. We see that quite a bit. So we see sometimes a friend who was talking to one of their peers at school who maybe expressed some suicidal ideation. I don't really want to be here anymore. This is just so hard. We see parents calling, children calling about their parents. We see really a wide array of different people who are calling. And that is perfectly, we encourage that. If you are concerned about someone, please feel free to call. And whether we can get that person on the phone or the counselor can provide support to that person on how to better support their friend, daughter, son, parent, that's all encouraged.
In just our last few moments, Caroline, I know there's labor difficulties in a lot of fields. Are you able to keep up and have enough staff on hand to meet the demand here?
Yeah, so that's something Wisconsin is actively working on, as are many other states. You certainly nailed it. There is a staffing shortage, and it's no surprise that this work is incredibly challenging. And so one of the things that we're working on and we're working on with Family Services is how to unroll or roll out a remote workforce. And so what does it look like to be able to hire staff and counselors throughout the state who are supporting 988, taking calls, chats, and texts remotely while also being supported by supervisors and leadership in the organization? So I think in some ways the pandemic has opened up a remote workforce and will make that possible and easier for us to make 988 a success.
Caroline, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That's Caroline Crean Newman with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services talking about the rollout of the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.